Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Tons of things to dive into in the sports world, as we know. Oh my gosh, man, the NBA... The draft happens on Wednesday, and then free agency happens, and oh my goodness, people are getting paid left and right. Players are getting moved all over the joint. I think the NBA is going to be fun once again next season. College football obviously happening. Lots of games being canceled, but they're still trying to proceed through. NFL, obviously a huge day on Sunday. Mike Wilson, my friend, how are you, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you, pal? What's going on?
Good. I just couldn't hear anything. Everything was kind of, you know, silent. So, no, I'm ready to go. Let's talk football, NBA free agency. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes, baby. The NBA was quiet for a little while because, obviously, the season was a little different. But now, bam, right back in the mix. The draft happens, free agency hits, and all kinds of chaos ensues. We'll get into it. We'll dive into all that stuff. Keep it close, everybody. A ton to talk about in the sports world here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back in Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. You can do the same a couple of different ways. You can always hit us up on Twitter, follow us there, talk to us, interact with us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Obviously, you can call us. The phone number would be 1-800-878-7529. You can also get at us on Facebook, the Dorf on Sports page there. You can check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I mean, what did you think about the NBA taking, you know, center stage here over the weekend, obviously with all kinds of player movement? Your guy, Gordon Haywood, decides to leave Boston, go to Charlotte for a deal worth $120 million. Quick math, for 4 years, that would be $30 million a year. A little bit less, actually, than what he would have gotten had he stayed in Boston. I find that to be a little bit intriguing. Obviously, the Lakers made moves. The Bucks made some moves. They had a move or two that was blocked from them, which would have obviously changed things dramatically. But ultimately, bro, so much player movement. It's actually kind of hard to keep up with it. But just give me some of your initial thoughts, and we'll just continue to break this down a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on, and I'll tell you, man, free agency in the NBA, whenever it happens, COVID or not, is always one of my favorite parts of the NBA because it's its own soap opera. So it's kind of fun to follow, but. You know, you talked about Gordon Hayward, and Gordon, I don't know, I think there was something there behind the scenes that, you know, Danny Ainge, the players, Gordon was just not letting out of the bag. And I think there's more to this, him leaving, than meets the eye. Because, look, you're going to leave Boston, a team that gets to the playoffs regularly, gets deep in the playoffs regularly, and go to Charlotte, who doesn't make the playoffs regularly. I mean, all Gordon had to do was go to Kemba and ask him about Charlotte and how that stuff runs. So, you know, and I also found it intriguing, Dorf, that, you know, Charlotte signs Gordon Hayward for $120 million, but they let Kemba walk the year before. So I found that kind of intriguing. The other moves that Boston did, and I'm sorry that I'm just kind of hanging on Boston. It's just kind of the topic at hand, but, getting Tristan Thompson, I thought was a good move. Getting Jeff Teague, was a good move. They let Brad Wanamaker walk. He's going to be a Golden State Warrior, I believe. So there's, building depth at the point guard position, I guess, for Boston. The other moves, I mean, look, I think Dwight Howard is going to Philly on a 1-year deal. And you know what? The one guy that I was interested to see if he actually was going to come back or going to get signed again was Carmelo Anthony, because he made a name for him. He brought his game back, and he fit in very well with the Blazers, and the Blazers signed him to a 1-year minimum deal. So I'm happy for Melo to be back, because let's see if he can do it 2 years in a row. But what are the other moves? You know, I know you and I talked about your Bucks. Your Bucks made some moves as well. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Well, I'm really intrigued with Atlanta, brother. I'll be honest with you.
Right,
that roster has changed a hell of a lot. Gallinari now part of that team. I wouldn't be surprised if, and I'm trying to see if it's already happened or not, but Bogdanovich is going to wind up signing with Atlanta, is my thought. 4 years, $72 million. That was the guy that the Bucks obviously were placing a lot of stock into, and they were trying to get him, but there was something weird that happened throughout that whole situation. But I like what Atlanta's done. I think that they've improved themselves a lot. I look at what the Warriors did. Look, they lost Klay Thompson. So what did they do? They said, okay, we need to go out and get somebody that can be a wing player. And guess who was there for him? Kelly Oubre, who was here in Phoenix. So I think that was a really nice pickup for them. He's a guy that can come in, be a starter. I mean, I love it. You know, the Bucks did some minor things. They pick up Bobby Portis from Chicago, and then they get DJ Augustine. Look, they're not like the big sexy type move, which would have been Bogdan Bojanovic, right? But it didn't happen, okay? So you have to just move on, and you have to kind of just think about what you're going to do moving forward. And I'll tell you what, DJ Augustine was killing the Milwaukee Bucks for the Orlando Magic during the postseason. So I think that they looked at him as a guy that is undervalued. Jrue Holiday, a little bit undervalued,
right,
to be quite honest with you. So I do think the Bucks have improved themselves. They bring Dante DiVincenzo is going to come back to the Milwaukee Bucks because that didn't happen with the Sacramento Kings. So in a weird way, they win a little bit in that sense. They improve. They didn't get everything that they want, but ultimately they did improve their team. I think the big question here, Mike, is does this do enough for them to be able to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo after this season? And quite frankly, I think if they would have gotten Bogdan, I think it would have happened, okay? I mean, without a doubt. Now I do think that is literally and it's such a touchy subject, but at the end of the day, I do still think now, because they were unable to get that done for whatever reason it is, whether it was tampering, they announced it too early, whatever you want to call it, I do think that does pose a little bit of a problem for the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis to sign that Supermax. So I had a different feeling last week. I had a little different feeling about a week and a half ago. And because of things that have happened, I am still now a little bit undecisive as to my idea about what I thought was going to happen. But when I do think about it, Mike, it even makes more sense now that the Milwaukee Bucks signed the Supermax with this guy. He plays the next year, maybe two, with the Milwaukee Bucks. And if he's unhappy, you know what? Let's part ways, but let's do it where the Milwaukee Bucks have an opportunity to collect assets for somebody that is just so darn good. So at the end of the day, I'm a little bit disappointed that they were unable to get that part of the deal done with bringing the kid from Sacramento. But I have to move on. I have to kind of move forward. And to be quite honest with you, DJ Augustine, Bobby Portis are decent additions to a team that was already pretty damn close. Does Jrue Holiday bring you over the hump, I guess, becomes the question now.
No, it absolutely does. And, you know, man, if you guys would have got Bogdanovich, it might have been a wrap in the East for you guys if you would have landed him. But, you know, you talk about, you know, Portis And, you know, look, they signed these two guys that are role players, and they're going to know their role. And I just think that's what your team needs, just guys that know their role, know who the guy is in Milwaukee. And I still think the sky's the limit for your Bucks. I just really do, because I look at Giannis and I see the future of the NBA. There's some things he needs to work on, yes, but that's the guy that you guys just have to go all in to try and keep. And I agree with you with your assessment that, look, they're going to sign the Supermax. You know, if it doesn't work out, then they'll figure out a way to part ways amicably. So, but we'll see as all this plays out. You know, one of these deals, smaller deals that I thought was very good was Serge Ibaka to the Clippers for 2 years and $19 million. I thought that was a good signing. He's a, you know, look, he's been around forever. He's won a championship, with Toronto, and he just knows what it takes to win, and he's going to know what he has to do coming in there. And the Clippers, look, the Clippers had to replace Montrezl Harrell when yeah. he left. So they had to go out and get Ibaka there. But isn't this fun? I mean, talking about all these guys moving teams and what the future may hold, because, look, the future is coming December 22nd, whether we like it or not, or whether the players like it or not in the NBA. So this is kind of a fun time.
It is definitely a interesting scenario where you're seeing all kinds of money being thrown around,
yeah.
and it always is. But my concern is that they're not getting that ticket revenue. So where are they
right.
coming up with all this money to pay these guys? It just kind of makes me scratch my head, to be quite honest with you. But ultimately, bro, I do think the Lakers did extremely well. Schroeder, like you said,
yep.
Montrezl Harrell. And the Clippers can't be happy about that, dude. I'm sorry, but he doesn't even change cities, but he changes jerseys. And quite frankly, that's like big brother to little sister or big brother to little brother. And I don't think that sat very well with Pat Beverly, do you?
No, I don't think it sat very well at all. I mean, you said he doesn't change cities. He doesn't change buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he doesn't have to up and move his family. He doesn't have to worry about a new building or anything like that. I mean, he just goes right back to the Staples Center and becomes part of Laker Nation. And, yeah, I don't think Beverly was too happy with it at all.
All righty, I hear that music. Man, oh, man, the NBA definitely got involved in the party as far as, obviously, the draft. We didn't even mention that, but it was a decent draft, a lot of depth, but nobody like a superstar stud. And then, obviously, free agency just took over during the weekend. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Look at Giannis with the one-hand throwdown off the miss by Bledsoe, and a foul.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest.
no kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. A couple different ways. You can call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Dorf on Sports on Facebook, and The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. All right, so Mike, I know we would be remiss if we didn't mention, obviously, both of us living in Phoenix, Arizona, to talk a little bit about CP3, to talk about Jay Crowder, to talk about what the Suns did in the draft with the kid from Maryland. We'll talk about that real quick, and then obviously I want to get into some college football because a ton of games were canceled. I think it was like 16 games canceled in college football this weekend, but there were a few games that obviously were exciting and fun to watch. But your thoughts about what our Phoenix Suns did here in the Valley of the Sun?
Well, I don't know if we would call them our Phoenix Suns because we have our favorite teams, but, you know, just where we live. Look, I do like the move with Jay Crowder. I've always been a Crowder fan, even before he was on Boston. But, you know, look, he's a guy that's going to come in. He's tough. He plays defense. He sets hard picks. He can be kind of that enforcer a little bit. Like, he can kind of protect the your star players. He can shoot the three. He can give you points. So, you know, when you talk about Jay Crowder, you talk about a guy that just comes to play each and every game.
I don't disagree. I do think that as the playoffs wore on, Jay Crowder became a little bit less efficient, a little bit less effective.
Right.
Although, look, at the end of the day, what the Heat did in the NBA playoffs was absolutely remarkable, and I'm not going to take anything away from him. I'm just, again, like, is that guy worth $10 million a year?
Right.
I just find it interesting how they throw money around at guys. I mean, I get it. He's a solid, nice player. But when you're just giving people 10 plus million a year, a 3-year deal for that guy for $30 million, and then you're paying CP3 $40 million a year, and you're paying Devin Booker what he's making, like, you have three guys making like $90 million on your team. It's crazy when you think about it.
No, it's absolutely insane. And the one thing, Andy, and I'm sure you're probably in this boat, I don't want to hear a peep out of these owners about, oh, we're poor and we can't afford this player. We can't afford to do that. Yeah, you can. Somewhere, somehow, these billionaires are coming up with this money to pay these players, even without, and you had mentioned it in the last segment, even without this ticket revenue from the not having the fans at the game. It's just astonishing to me.
Yeah, it's crazy the way that money's being tossed around. And some guys, you say, well, that's a good value. Some guys are like, I can't believe that that guy got that much money. And, you know, my brother's like, wow, Gordon Hayward got $120 million. He's getting $30 million a year. And I said, John, he actually took a pay cut. He took a pay cut. He was going to make 34 and a half or something like that with the Boston Celtics. So it's insane the amount of money that guys make in the NBA, which kind of is refreshing that we want to talk about college football, because those guys are out there playing for the love of the game with the opportunity to get to the next level, right? And like I said earlier, like 16 games or something like that were canceled in college football. But with that being said, Ohio State, Indiana, that was a shootout. That was fun. I don't know if you watched any of that game, but that was fun. Florida looks to me to be a legitimate team. Cincinnati had their bumps and bruises, but they found a way to get it done. I really like their quarterback, this Ritter kid. I think he's pretty good. Obviously, BYU just continues to roll up people, and not your son, Zach Wilson. Another outstanding performance. Dude had four touchdowns. It's remarkable what this guy does week in and week out. I'm kind of curious where he stands in the Heisman Trophy situation, because every single time I look at that kid's numbers, Mike, they're ridiculous. They're outstanding. The game that I spent a lot of time watching, near and dear to my heart, obviously the Wisconsin Badgers, who looked absolutely pathetic against Northwestern, something like five turnovers. Graham Mertz, the kid who looked so great right out of the gate for the Badgers, had an awful game, had a terrible game. I'll be honest with you. Guy was throwing to you and me, basically. And if we were the defenders, he decided that you and I were his wide receiver for some reason. So Graham had a terrible day. The Badgers had a bad day, but you got to give credit where credit's due. Northwestern played a really, really solid game. Their defense, actually pretty damn good.
Yep.
Oregon and UCLA, that was a hell of a football game, bro. Like, that was a fun one to watch. I watched that one as well. That kid from Oregon, not too bad. The kid from UCLA, not too bad. So, like, there's some promising quarterbacks. Georgia hangs on to beat a very inspired Mississippi State team on Saturday. Iowa State cruises by K-State. USC beats Utah. Not too many great games, but another week in college football, Mike.
Yeah, it is another week in college football. And, you know, you had mentioned the Oregon game, and that was, like you said, it was a hell of a game. And the kid for Oregon, the quarterback for Oregon, is an Arizona kid. I believe he went to Hamilton or one of those teams down in there. Chandler High or something like that. So once again, Andy, another good quality player from our state escaped us.
Is his last name Shog? Is it Tyler Shog? Is that how you pronounce it? Or is Shog?
Yes. We'll just go with either one for right now. But no, that's the two ways that I've heard it pronounced. But look,
by the way, you're right. Kid is from Chandler, Arizona. 6'5" kid, 221 pounds.
Yeah,
and like you said, in general, we have a lot of bright, shining young talent as far as football goes, and even in the basketball ranks here in Arizona, there are a lot of young up and coming stars or potential stars to reach that next level. So this kid, just another one of the cluster of really, really good talented kids to come out of Arizona that can play football.
Right. And look, speaking of kids that came out of Arizona and went elsewhere, USC, Keaton Slovis, he had a good game. You know, he had through for 264, he had two TDs, and, you know, USC basically doubled up Utah, which actually got their first game of the year in yesterday, because they've had just issues with COVID or the other team having COVID. And so it was nice to see Utah finally get a chance to play out there, but USC doubled them up. And, you know,
hey, let me ask you this. What do you make of Ohio State, Indiana, like maybe we have to give credit where credit's due, and Indiana is better than people thought. They literally went down to the wire with Ohio State, bro. I mean, it was 42-35, and Indiana has the ball at the end of the game, right, and an opportunity to, you know, score a touchdown, tie that game, whatever. Obviously, it didn't happen that way. But talk about Ohio State, how, you know, week in and week out, they're going to get tested, and they live up to every challenge, but also this Indiana team that kind of came out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, if you had Indiana in the top 10 spot on your bingo card, you'd be lying to everybody with that. Indiana is just – they're just one of those teams to me, Andy, that's just – they're scrappy. They've had some success, and now they believe. They believe that it doesn't matter if they're down, because look, they were down 2 touchdowns, 17 points, something like that, and they scrapped and they clawed and they got within 7 points. And like you said, right down till the very end, Indiana had a shot, and you know, I think they got the ball back with like 45 seconds to go, somewhere in there, and they just couldn't convert. And I'm sitting there on my couch, just I'm rooting for Indiana.
Of course.
To pull this upset off, right? You know? And they're a fun team to watch, and they're a team I don't want any part of.
Speaking of fun to watch, speaking of teams that you maybe don't want any part of, Cincinnati, who pulled off a nice victory on the road at UCF, and then BYU, I'm telling you what, bro, I am pulling for those two teams like nobody else. I want to see something different in the playoff. I'm tired of Alabama and Clemson. I know the music's going. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you like we do each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thoughts and opinions? Encouraged. Absolutely welcomed. You can get at us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on the social media stuff. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. It's The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And obviously you can call us 1-800-878-7529. Mike, I want to tease a little bit of this. I want to talk to you a little bit about NFL football. As we know, most of our number two is dedicated to the NFL. We will talk to Brett Boone, our buddy who played, former Major League Baseball player. The guy has so much going on, so I love talking to him because we can talk to him about just about anything. But his podcast, like you and I have been mentioning week in and week out, it's off the hook, man. Like, being dead serious. The guy gets the best of the best. He's not messing around. Like, seriously. Any name that you can think of, I'm telling you what, Brett Boone is going to get him on the Boone podcast. So we're lucky to talk to Brett Boone about whatever it is, if it's baseball or anything else. We're lucky enough to have him. And I'm telling you, people, check out his podcast, the Boone podcast, because you never know what star, what stud is going to drop by and talk to Brett Boone. All right, brother. So the NFL, obviously, it's week 11. Can you believe we're in week 11 of the NFL, Mike? Seriously.
It's just crazy. Life is flying by, even though it doesn't seem like it does in the era of COVID. But, yeah, the NFL season is flying, man.
Basically, what you're truly trying to say, and you're not saying it, so I'm going to say it for you, like, life kind of sucks, but at the same time, life doesn't suck that bad. I hear what you're saying. Okay. So, but there are some teams that in the NFL – they may suck or they may just be really, really bad. A full docket of games, obviously. I think it's like 12 games or something like that. I don't believe there's any cancellations this week in the NFL, which is obviously good. But, again, something that we have to pay attention to. Any game that you're super excited about? I look at that Titans-Ravens game. I think that's a big one. I think that's a very important game. And the Packers and the Colts, I think that that's a huge one. The Chiefs and the Raiders. Am I missing anything?
Maybe Atlanta-New Orleans, just because with the questions at quarterback for New Orleans and how that is all going to work. But I think you hit the nail on the head with the other games that you mentioned there.
Yeah, and then obviously the Steelers, who remain the only undefeated team in the NFL, 9-0 at this point. They play the Jaguars, and I'm telling you, you don't want to sleep on this Jaguar team. I know they're not very good, but they did play the Green Bay Packers extremely well last week. The Steelers struggled against a Cowboy team. I do believe the Steelers are playing the Ravens in the next week or two. I guess my point is, don't get caught speeding, right?
Right. You don't want to get caught speeding. Jacksonville, you know, they have a new quarterback back there, Jake Luton from the Oregon State University. So he's legit 6'5". He can sling it pretty well. But look, he's still a rookie. And that Pittsburgh defense is going to have their ears pinned back and put some pressure on Luton to see if he kind of folds underneath all the pressure. And look, you know, we started off talking about which games kind of catch your eye. We forgot to talk about the Monday night game. Like, look, the Rams and Tampa Bay is going to be another interesting game to take a look at, because the Rams and their defense are playing well. You got Tampa Tom down there and his bevy of weapons and receivers. So to me, that's going to be a fun Monday night game. But Tennessee and Baltimore, you know, you mentioned Pittsburgh and Baltimore play. They play on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, it's next week, right? Exactly.
Yeah, they play in just a few days. So that'll be a fun Thanksgiving day or night game to watch. But for the present time, Tennessee and Baltimore, man, that has to be to me, it's probably the top game of the day because, you know, Lamar and his passing issues, when, you know, if he needs to make a throw, can he make the throw? What's up with Tannehill? What's going to be the game plan for Tennessee? There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts for both teams, so it's going to be fun to watch.
I don't disagree. I do think that is one of the games that people will definitely be having their eyes on, along with the Packers and the Colts. I mean, I know the Packers, right. They're actually an underdog in this game, okay? So the Colts are favored by 1.5, and that's a little – to me, that's very interesting. Basically saying it's an even game, okay? So will the Colts be able to shut down Aaron Rodgers and that high-powered offense? Will the Colts be able to come up with enough plays on offense? Because I do think they lack some playmakers. We know T.Y. Hilton, but after that, it's kind of like, who do you got? And they have a couple of other guys. But with that being said, I do think that Aaron Rodgers is an elite quarterback, better than Phillip Rivers at this point. And I don't know if Phillip Rivers was ever on the same level as Aaron Rodgers was. But with that being said, man, right. I do think that that's an interesting game too. And I do like the Chiefs and the Raiders game because the Raiders yep. were able to beat the Chiefs this season. So, you know, do they have the formula? Do they have the game plan to go out and expose the Chiefs one more time? I don't know. We'll find out, right? I want to talk to you a little bit about this because it already happened, okay? The Cardinals lose on Thursday Night Football to the Seahawks 28-21. And my takeaway from that game, Mike, quite frankly, was that the Arizona Cardinals are going to be kicking themselves when they look at tape of this game and realize that they had so many missed opportunities in this football game. And with that being said, they abandoned the running game, which was so effective the week before. And I feel like when you put too much in one guy's hands, like we see week in and week out with a Lamar Jackson for the Baltimore Ravens, that's my biggest concern, that Kyler and Cliff get too one-dimensional and make Kyler be the guy that has to do everything, whether it's with his feet, whether it's with his arm, because we know how effective he can be running the ball, and we know he's a good passer of the ball. But ultimately, you have playmakers. You got a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. You got a guy like Christian Kirk. Throw those dudes the ball and let them do something in the yards after catch. Yes or no, Mike?
No, absolutely. Once again, Dorf, you are hitting the nail on the head all morning so far. It's amazing to see you and your thought process today. It's just a thing of beauty. But you are absolutely right. You don't want to become one-dimensional. You don't want to become what coaches call predictable, because then the defense can kind of dictate what you're doing. And if you're the offense, you want to be the one dictating tempo, style, all that kind of stuff. So if the Cardinals can't get off of putting everything on Kyler and Hopkins in the passing game and not give the ball to Kenyon Drake and the other running backs to kind of even things out to make those defenses play honest, then they're going to have problems down the stretch. And, you know, they're not maybe going to get that playoff game at home. And that's the key. If these Cardinals want to go deep into the playoffs, they got to get at least a home playoff game, to probably help them accomplish that. So the one dimensionality, I don't even know if that's a word, but, you know, that they showed against Seattle, that can't happen in their next game. And I hope that Kyler and Cliff, you know, they recognize that and try to come back with something more balanced.
Okay, so what happened in the game also was, obviously, Carlos Hyde came back for the Seattle Seahawks right. rushing game, and he made a huge difference, man. That they were running all over the Cardinals. And I think that if I have a concern about the Cardinals, it's not on the offensive side of the ball, Mike. It's obviously on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Patrick P., one of the best corners in the game, or allegedly one of the best corners in the game, he's getting beat a lot this year. I'm sorry, but I'm seeing seeing the guy get beat. I got to call it the way I see it. I see Patrick P getting beat a lot throughout the year. Fitzpatrick, you know, that guy, he's starting to get better. I know he took a terrible penalty the other day, but he's becoming better. And it's almost like teams that used to be afraid to throw Patrick P's direction, they're starting to throw that direction a lot more. And when he goes up against a really physical guy like DK Metcalf, he's in trouble. I'm sorry. And then I watched the penalty over and over that they called on him, you know, to put Seattle in a position to score a touchdown. And he's complaining about he's holding. He hits the guy before the ball gets there. I mean, there were two fouls, not one foul, but there were two fouls on that play. I see the defense being the problem more so than the offense. I think that if they need to get a stop, I would be concerned that they could get that stop, Mike.
No, I agree with you. And to start with your initial point with Carlos Hyde, that guy was running over guys. Like,
yeah.
He's not only running out in the open, he's not taking hits, he's delivering hits. And that's a sign of a running back that's running with great confidence. When he's not worried about getting hit, he's just worried. Well, he's not even worried. He's just running over dudes. So watching Hyde run was probably a breath of fresh air for Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. Now, you know, you talk about Patrick P. He's getting beat deep, like deep, at least once a game. And it's concerning because, like you said, he's considered one of the best corners, if not considered a shutdown type corner, in the NFL, and has been considered that for a long time. And you have to wonder what the opposition is seeing on tape that believes that, look, we can take this guy deep. We can get some yards after catch. We can beat him this way. And it's concerning if you're the Cardinals, because now, do you have to have safety help over the top, you know, with Patrick P, which you haven't had to really have safety help over the top with Patrick P, because he's taking care of his job. He's doing his job. But look, you know, when you have like the Seahawks have in DK Metcalf, 6'5", 235 of, you know, 3% body fat and can bench a bus, you know, at receiver, you have a weapon there that even the best, and Patrick P, like I said, considered one of the best, he has problems stopping. So, you know, that to me was a matchup problem, really. I mean, you got a big guy on a much smaller dude. So, you know, why not try and take advantage of it?
I agree. All right. You mentioned Atlanta and New Orleans being a game of some intrigue. And I think that, like you said, it's more about the lack of having Drew Brees be back there for them. They're going with Taysom Hill. I find that to be a little bit interesting because, you know, you have Jameis Winston, a guy that's very capable of throwing to you, me, or anybody on that football field. And ultimately, Mike, I really do think that that's what wound up being the difference here. They probably trust Taysom a little bit more. He's been involved in that offense longer. So ultimately, if Taysom is having trouble throwing the ball, you can go to Jameis. So in a weird way, I totally understand this move.
No, I do too. I don't want to say shock me. It did surprise me just a little bit because you figured there would go Jameis, who's been a starting quarterback, and yeah, he's, you know, his favorite receivers have been people like you and me. But, you know, like you said, Taysom Hill is that guy that's been in the system a lot longer. So that is something that probably weighed on their decision.
And I do think that they're a guy that's a guy that they really, really like there in New Orleans. He's so versatile. He can be a wide receiver, a running back, a quarterback. He could probably play defense. Dude, the guy is a football player. At the end of the day, that's a definition of a football player. We got to take a break. I hear the music. Keep it close, everybody. One more segment in this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson hanging out with me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can also get at us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the social media. Dorf on Sports on Facebook. The Real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. Mike, we've gone through almost an hour here on the program. And like I always tell people, live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks so that you can check us out and hang out with us each and every Sunday. But Mike, anything you want to get off your chest before we get the heck out of here for hour number one?
Hey, it's Tua time in Denver today, man. We haven't talked about them. I know it's kind of a minor game on the schedule, but Miami wins. They're 7-3, and who would have thought?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, it's been obviously a tag team effort because Fitzpatrick was Fitzmagic for them. He wasn't playing too poorly, playing extremely well, actually. And then, obviously, they passed the torch to Tua. And, you know, week one, didn't have to do much. Week two, didn't have to do much. Like, really, to be honest with you, he's getting a tremendous amount of help from his defense. And I think for a young quarterback, that's extremely important, Mike.
No, it is. And you know what? You got to give a lot of credit to Brian Flores, the head coach down there in Miami. He has changed the culture. It is very Belichickian, very Jimmy Johnson. You're in or you're out. And yesterday he says, look, we have guys that prepare. We have guys that want to be here, and that's all you can ask for.
You know what? And that's extremely important. At the end of the day, when you think about it, if anybody's going to have success in any system, they've got to want to be there in the first place. And you know what helps that, Mike? And we're not rocket scientists for saying this, but winning, that cures a lot of things in general. So go out there, win football games, put your team in a position to win week in and week out. You're going to make a lot of people happy. All right, hour number one. It's almost in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. We'll have Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. We'll talk to him about life, sports, and anything else on our minds. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States now tops 12 million cases of COVID-19, the country recording more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 24 hours, bringing the total to just over 12 million as of Saturday. The CDC urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The Trump campaign is requesting a new recount in a state.
President Trump's campaign filed a petition Saturday requesting a new recount in Georgia. In a statement, the campaign's legal team says they want the recount to include signature matching and other vital safeguards. Georgia law allows candidates to request a recount if a vote margin is within 0.5%. According to the results certified by the state on Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden held a lead of about 0.25%, or a little more than 12,000 votes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The pandemic is forcing millions of Americans to scale back their Thanksgiving plans against the backdrop of travel restrictions and advisories on large gatherings. As a result, many grocery store chains and turkey farmers are left to grapple with what could be demand for more birds.
This year, our turkey sales have, I want to say, tripled. A lot of small turkeys, medium turkeys, since the COVID started. A lot of people have been coming back to the farm to eat, to get their foods. And we were one of the few that did curb service since day one. And you know what? We helped feed the people.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. According to data from Kroger, the nation's largest grocery store chain, 43% of shoppers plan to celebrate Thanksgiving at home with those in their immediate household. Several stores will be closed on Thanksgiving due to COVID-19 concerns, including Apple, Best Buy, Costco, IKEA, Target, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Senator and veteran Tom Cotton of Arkansas talks about just how important Wreaths Across America is.
Well, Wreaths Across America is a great tradition. It started out with the company just providing excess wreaths to put on grave sites, and now they provide wreaths for every single grave in Arlington. Of course, we all are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic, and we want to be safe and responsible. I know there's a way to do that in Arlington. I'm glad that the Army leadership reconsidered. I've spoken to the Secretary of the Army and the Chief of Staff of the Army to ask them to do just that. And as an old platoon sergeant of mine used to say, it's only a mistake if you don't fix it in time. And I'm glad the Army fixed it. And I'm glad that families can participate in Wreaths Across America and that we can honor our fallen heroes in Arlington this Christmas.
That's great. Several rallies taking place across the country in support of President Trump. One of those taking place on the Georgia State Capitol on Saturday, with supporters of the president saying,
I've been noticing like a lot of like irregular things happening with the vote count, right? You're looking at the numbers and they just don't seem to add up, right? It's just something doesn't feel right.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Sunday Night Football has the Las Vegas Raiders hosting the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. So much to dive into this hour, whether it's college football, NFL football, NBA basketball, MMA, you name it. Mike and I got you covered. Mike, what's up, brother? You ready to talk about sports for the next hour or what?
Dude, I am always ready to talk sports. You know me too well, so let's get to it. Let's talk to Brett Boone. Let's talk some NFL. Let's just talk about how your Packers are going to roll today and Miami's going to take care of business. Let's have some fun. Let's do it.
No, I mean, look, it is obviously week 11 in the NFL. And again, kind of crazy to think that we are already 3 months into the NFL season. Like, literally, it's pretty insane to think about it. February is coming sooner than we all know. They hope to have a full capacity football stadium for the Super Bowl. I think that that is extremely optimistic, if you will. But hey, you know what? Anything's possible. We're living in 2020. And like you said, it's been an interesting year thus far. So let's just kind of wait and see how everything develops and unfolds. But man, oh man, a lot of NFL football going to be talked in this hour. We are going to talk to Brett Boone, like you said, in just a moment on the other side, and we'll talk to him about life. We'll talk to him about maybe what he does in the off season, things like that. Anyways, all right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is obviously the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with me, as always, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Dorf on Sports on Facebook. The page is interactive. Encourage you to go there, check out the posts, comments, and get engaged with us. And then, obviously, Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports. And now we're going to jump out to the phones. Hook up with the real Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. He was a 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, and a 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner, third-generation professional athlete. Brett, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
So, I know we're going to talk some football with you, which is cool, but I just kind of want to get a feel as to what a Major League Baseball player does in the off season. So give us kind of the skinny as to what you would go through, your regimen, kind of your break down what Brett Boone used to do during the off season, and maybe relate it to what you think some of these guys now are doing during the off season.
Well, mine changed from my first half of my career to the second half. Second half, I really kind of started getting serious about you know, taking training really serious to a different level. First, you know, when I was a kid coming up, it was all, you know, more baseball activity. But as I grew up, got a little more experience. And I think that's kind of more the mainstream now for the current player. You know, it's a year around, you're in training 12 months a year. I think the typical is to come home and, take a week off and just kind of, you know, just kind of chill from the season. And that lasted about a week. From then, it's start up with the diet and the, gym routine, probably 6 days a week. And I would do that usually into January. And right at January 1st, I'd start the baseball activity. So, you know, wherever I was living at the time, there'd usually be players in that area, and we'd all get together and start hitting and throwing and doing baseball activities. But from early offseason, so pretty much October 1, through January, it was just hit the gym as hard as we can and really concentrate on diet. I think even today's kids, and I'm kind of jealous with the technology and the data that they have available to them and the year-round personal trainers, and just, you know, it's really a cool thing that I see with the organizations now. They just have so many people at your, you know, at your fingertips to make a phone call, and you've got one guy for diet, one guy for strength training, one guy for agility training. So they really have everything at their fingertips. It's a pretty awesome thing. And I just think, you know, what you do is you put it all on the line. And so one day when it's all said and done, you can look in the mirror and say, I did everything I could do in my power to be the best player I could be. And I think if individually you can say that, you honored your craft.
That is the voice. Oh boy, that is the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player and member of the first family of baseball. In my opinion, the Boones. Brett, you know, you kind of took my question there. Like, how does, you know, you spoke to how you were, you know, you're a little jealous of, you know, today's athletes and their training regimens. When did you see all that starting to change between your era and the current era?
Well, it's strange. I mean, when I was in college, and that, you know, I signed out of college in 1990, and I remember I was a stickler for saying I'm a baseball player, you know, and I kind of took from my dad and my grandfather's era and said, you know, I'm a baseball player. I don't lift weights. I play baseball. And I really had that thought process. And eventually I woke up. But in the 90s, I started to see players training, you know, before, after games, and they'd be going to the weight room, and I'd be looking at them kind of laughing like, no, I'm a baseball player. I play baseball. And not until the late 90s did I start to really engage in it and thought, you know, I kind of want to see, train my body like almost an Olympic athlete to see what I'm capable of doing. And it really changed. And not only does it change you from a physical standpoint, and what I preach now to the younger players is it really changes your psyche. When you put that much effort and that much training into preparing for, you know, whatever your season is, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, it really changes your mind. It makes you suffer. It makes you get through the dog days of training and the dog days of especially doing these diets. And I just think I became stronger mentally, and I was always trying to create an edge, and I figured the more rigorous I could make my off season, the tougher, the more suffering I could go through. You know, from a dietary standpoint, it made me stronger mentally. And I truly believe to this day, if you think you're great, you are great. And, you know, I look at young prospects coming up today, and a lot of us can get out and hold court in front of our peers and say what we think people want us to say. But I look for that guy that really believes what he's talking. And although there's a lot of naivety to it when you're a young player, because you really don't know what's quite in front of you. But if you truly believe what you say and you think you're going to be a great player and you think you're going to be a big leaguer, man, I love getting a hold of that kid and really helping him as much as I can, because he's got it licked. Still the most powerful tool we have, you know, in running arm strength and bat speed, that's great, and that's all physical things that we're gifted with. But our most important tool is our brain. And if we can make that as strong as possible, we have an edge on our peers.
That's the voice of Brett Boone hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, kind of just talking about what he did in the offseason, what players are doing potentially now in the offseason. And I know you had a pretty – your regimen sounds pretty normal, pretty usual. Is there anything looking back now that you could have done different and it maybe would have helped you play longer, play better? Is there anything that you can think of that would have changed how Brett Boone's career is? And quite frankly, your career was pretty freaking awesome. So is there anything else that you could have done to make it better than it already was?
Well, I think I could have started at an earlier age. You know, and prepared my mind and my body and from a younger age. Like I said, I didn't start until the late 90s. I wish I would have started in the late 80s. So, yeah, we all can look back and say, oh, if I would have this time back, I would do this and that. Other than that, no. You know, I pretty much, you know, when I retired, I was able to sit down and say, you know, that was it. I did what I could, and it was time for me to move on. Yeah, little things back. You know, I could have taken care of myself a little bit better during the season, you know. Party a little less sometimes. You know?
I totally get it. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, you know, and yeah. You got to live life to a certain degree, but then also you got to know your role too. And I think that people just look at professional athletes and, you know, we put you guys on a pedestal, and I don't necessarily think you want to be put on that pedestal. I think you want to live a normal life to a certain degree. It's nice to have people come up to you and recognize you, but ultimately – you just want to live your life just like anybody else. Am I correct?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And but we know when we get into this profession, you know what you're signing up for. And I'm from the side that, yeah, I think as a professional athlete, as a person in that position, making the type of money, especially today, that these guys can make, I think you have an obligation to set an example, especially for kids. And I always thought that. I think you have a prerogative to go out of your way to embrace the fans when you can. They have to understand that this is what you do for a living, and my job is from 7 to 10 o'clock at night to entertain you as a fan. That's what my contract says. It doesn't say I have to sign autographs and be a nice guy. I think going out of your way, signing autographs, being a nice guy is nothing but a positive thing for the game, and I think it's what you should do, but you know, yeah, as athletes, we're human beings. We have our flaws just like everybody else. We try to be the best people we can be and be the best example we can be. But we're flawed human beings, and we're all going to come up short sometimes. All I ask and I think kids today should do is be the best guy you can, do the best job you can, and from 7 to 10 every night, bring it.
I love it, man. All right, Brett Boone going to hang out with us for another segment. And on the other side, we're going to talk about some football with this guy who has his own podcast, the Boone Podcast. And by the way, if you missed the most recent, Jim Tomey, yeah, a guy that's in the 600 home run club. Not too many people that can say that, and I had a hard time saying it myself. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with former Major League Baseball player Brett Boone. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Mahomes out of the shotgun, wants to throw, fires near side, caught, touchdown, Kansas City, and Sammy Watkins with the catch and an incredible game.
Second and 10 from the Falcons 19. Dalvin Cook is the tailback, feeling in motion to the right. Now he motions back to the left, handoff Dalvin, sprints out to the left, gets a block from Thielen, walks into the end zone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me as always, tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. We've got former Major League Baseball player Brett Boone on the program, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner hanging out with us. We obviously talked about your regimen a little bit and kind of what guys go through probably now in the offseason, but I want to test you out a little bit here. Let's talk some NFL football. What do you say, brother?
I'll tell you what. I have not watched one down this year, so this should be a short conversation.
Well, it should be fun. Let's be honest. Okay, so listen.
I watched the Masters recently. I haven't watched the football. I haven't watched a down. I'm not kidding.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, from the Masters, let me know what you saw there. Obviously, Dustin Johnson, so impressive with that 20 under, breaking the record, just leaving people in the dust. Obviously, that was the most impressive thing that we saw from the Masters, but give me some of your takeaways from the Masters.
Man, Dustin Johnson, he's amazing. Because golf is, you know, other than baseball, and once the season, you know, I'm a little on time now, because we don't have any get back into that in the next couple of weeks as, you know, as the off season goes. But my second favorite thing to watch, and maybe my most favorite, is watching golf, and especially the majors. I think it's just because it's, you know, it's my favorite hobby outside of what I did for a living. It's whenever I had some downtime or the off season, my favorite thing is to go play golf. So I love watching people play at the highest level in another sport, and especially it's a sport that, you know, that I love so much. So, and it's just amazing because I've been hacking at this game, and to be fair to myself a little bit, I don't practice, and it, to be really good at this game of golf, you've got to put the time in on the range. I choose not to. I'd rather go out and play with my buddies, but I still appreciate the other guys at the highest level. And just the way Dustin Johnson, I mean, he just hits that power cut and just bangs the crap out of it and picks that tee up, and it's like he's never in the trees. And then the rest of his game is so good. He's number one in the world right now. And to do what he did, I think these guys are just hitting it. They're so efficient these days. They're more physical than the players of the past. The technology and their equipment is better. So they're making these long courses really short. That's why I think you see the records. I think the rain that the Masters had this year made the greens really gettable for these pros because they were really soft, so they could kind of aim at the pins. Masters are known for their nasty greens, but this year the conditions were great, especially for those pros. They're so good, and if they have greens that are receiving the ball, it's easy pickings for them. But I just love the big events, and you know, Dustin proved again why he's number one in the world.
Have you played golf with any NFL players? Just out of curiosity, any NFL players that you've played with?
NFL, short list, because our seasons always, you know, we're at different times, so our off seasons are at different times.
Yeah,
I've played a lot of charity events. Andre Reed's a good buddy of mine that I played some golf with. But as far as NFL, you know what, I played a couple years ago with Jerry Rice in a tournament for a couple days. He's actually a really good player. He's a really good player.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
For the most part, I don't play with that many NFL players. It's usually you know, baseball players, because our off seasons are always the same.
But so you've been in the greatness of a Jerry Rice on the golf course. We know how great this guy was on the football field. Did you notice, like, anything about him that made him such a good golfer? Because, like you're saying, I mean, he only really had the off season to kind of work on this. We know that this guy was catching balls left and right during his career, but you're telling me that he was a very good golfer. So did you notice something about what he was doing, or was it just that this guy just had such great hand-eye coordination and he was going to be good at anything?
No, it's, you know, like I said earlier, I think to play this game and to be a great golfer, you've got to put the work in. You've got to put the range work in. I've got a lot of buddies that put the work in. You know, they go down and they work on their swing, and they go to the range for an hour, 3 or 4 days a week. Those are my friends that are the really good players. I think Jerry took that same approach that he did in the NFL, his work ethic, and he applies that to golf. Jerry's out there hitting balls. He's working on his game. He's got swing coaches that help him with his golf swing. So he's really a student of the game, and that's the only way you can be a really good player. I mean, for us to finish our career and then go out and be a scratch golfer, we're not going to just go be a scratch by playing 3 days a week with our buddies. We're going to be a scratch by we're going to the range 3 days a week, and then we might play once or twice. But you've got to put the time in the, to use a baseball analogy, you got to put the time in the cage. You just can't go into the game.
I totally agree with that.
You got to put the tee work in.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So I kind of want to – this kind of brings me to the next thought I had. We obviously saw Tom Brady and Peyton Manning playing with Phil and Tiger. We got another one coming up, Seth Curry, Phil. They're going to get back out there. They're going to go have some fun. Charles Barkley's
a really good player.
What's that?
Curry's a really good player.
Have you ever played with Steph?
I've never played with Steph. I played with Barkley, and that's more for the entertainment. He's the Bill Murray of the group. That'll be for strictly for your entertainment. But yeah, I played some golf with Charles, and that is fun.
I can absolutely see that. I mean, so, okay, we've never – I think we may have done this with you before. I'm not positive. But if there's a foursome of golf that you could play with, give me the three other guys that would be in your group, Brett. By the way, they don't even have to be alive. They could be somebody that's not alive right now that you would have loved to have been with on the golf course. Celebrity, athlete, anybody, you name it.
I'm going to play with Denzel Washington.
All right, okay.
Such a fan of his work. Shoot, I don't even know who I would pick. I really don't. I might play with Jack, and I'd throw my Gramps in the mix one last time.
Okay, what about a guy like Al Pacino? Ooh, how you doing?
I'd love to play with Al Pacino. That's a good one.
Yeah, Al Pacino. I mean, by the way, just so you know, I can do a couple of things outside of talking sports, and Mike will be my toughest critic about things, because on the local show, we have a lot of fun. I do some impersonations. I can do a Marv Albert. I can do DMX. I can do Al Pacino. I can do a few voices. So I do have some other talents besides talking sports. And like I said, Mike keeps me honest, and he tells me, hey, this guy's good. This guy needs work. But ultimately, I do have the ability to come up with some pretty good goods of being able to impersonate some people. So it's just a lot of fun, man. And I would love to play golf with Al Pacino. I'd love to play golf with you, Brett, to be honest with you. Morgan Freeman, that'd be another guy I'd love to play with. And then you mentioned Bill Murray. How could you not play golf with Bill Murray, have him in your foursome? I mean, it's in the hole. This guy's going to call it in the hole from 300 yards away. So to me, that would be an amazing foursome for me. Mike, who's your foursome, brother?
Well, you know, Brett, if you're not careful, he's going to try and impersonate you at some point. So we'll break that baby out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that feeling.
Yeah, you know. So, my foursome, obviously, well, my other three people would probably be, I'd have to agree with Brett. I'd probably put Jack Nicklaus in there. I'd put my dad in there. You know, it's been 4 years since he passed away, but he's the guy that taught me the game. I'd want to play with him one more time. And then, man, it would be tough. Andy, I'd probably put you in there because you're a lot of fun to go play golf with.
Wow.
I'm always telling you how good I am, and then you're just waiting for me to falter one of these days. Hey, Brett, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you about sports, life, and anything else that we come up with. Real quick, give a shout-out about the podcast, man.
Podcast this week, Edgar Martinez and Greg Maddox.
Fantastic, brother. I love it. I'm going to be listening. Brett, as always, appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, joining us, talking life, sports, and just about anything else we can think about here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, talking NFL football on the other side. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you're not using podcasting for your business, you will. Not having a podcast is like not having a website. Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. You can get your business on my podcast. It's a great way to create superfans for your business with a controlled message in a news format. What better way to get in front of your intended audience, your clients, your customers, or patients? Please contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com about getting your business on my show, Elevating with Marsha. We also can create a personalized podcast that you can use on your website or social media channels. Contact me at hello@elevatedmediaesq.com and join me on Elevating with Marsha on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Single coverage, Keenan Allen out to the right. I formation, Eckler and Watt. Motion man from the left hash, Hunter Henry to the right side of the line. Hand off to Eckler. Up the field. Eckler into the end zone. Touchdown! Chargers win!
Rodgers takes a quick snap. Penalty marker down. Free down for Rodgers. He lost right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught. Jimmy Graham. Touchdown!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Just got done with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, talking to him about sports, life, and just about anything else we can get our hands on with him. Just a true pleasure to have become friends with Brett Boone, and obviously the Boone family. We appreciate them so much, to be quite honest with you. So check out his podcast, people. It's literally off the freaking hook. All right, welcome back in. We got to talk some NFL football, Mike. About 20 minutes or so left to do it here on the program. We have a full docket of games. Eagles and Browns, Falcons and Saints, Bengals and that team from Washington, Lions playing the Panthers, Steelers and Jaguars, Titans and Ravens, Patriots and Texans, the Dolphins and the Broncos, Jets and the Chargers, Packers, Colts, Cowboys, Vikings, Chiefs, Raiders, already played Cardinals and Seahawks. Seahawks got the victory there. And then obviously the Monday Nighter, Rams and Buccaneers. And speaking of that, Dorfman comes back late night to you doing the NFL Rewind, world famous NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you into the wee hours of the night, people. So enjoy and check me out later as I talk about week 11 in the NFL. Can't believe it, Mike. So where should we start, brother? Where should we start?
Let's just start at the top. Let's go with Philly and Cleveland. Who you got, man?
You know what? This is an interesting question here. I want to ask you, at this point in time, who do you trust more, Carson Wentz or Baker Mayfield?
Boy, that is a really good question. I would probably have to still say I'm probably on the Wentz train with the amount of trust I have. Baker is just still he's not exactly regressing, but I mean his accuracy has some issues with me and with his team, I'm sure. But I mean at the end of the day, I'm just not a fan of Baker, so I'd probably go with Wentz, or I will go with Wentz.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Wentz was an MVP-type quarterback a couple of seasons ago, and ever since that injury, obviously he has not been the same guy. I don't know if it's confidence, play calling, you name it. I don't exactly know what it is, but I will say this. Carson Wentz has regressed. Baker Mayfield, I don't think he's gone up enough to regress, if that makes any sense. So at this point, I'm going to agree with you. I do trust Carson Wentz a little more than Baker Mayfield. However, I really like Baker Mayfield's supporting cast better when you have Nick Chubb and you have Kareem Hunt to pass the ball to, not pass the ball, but hand the ball to, and then you do have some capable receivers, Landry, they have Hooper now, who's a very good tight end. So at the end of the day, I just think the Browns have a few more playmakers, even though I do trust Carson Wentz more. The Eagles are a bad football team, and the Browns are turning the corner to a certain degree. I got to take the Cleveland Browns here, brother.
No, I'm taking the Browns for the exact same reasons you are. You know, Baker is who Baker is, but his supporting cast is much better.
Falcons playing the Saints. We've talked about this enough. The part of this that is a little interesting is, obviously, no Drew Brees for the next 4 weeks or so. They're not starting Jameis. They're starting Taysom Hill. They're giving this kid a shot, which I absolutely love. And quite frankly, he has way more experience in this Sean Payton-led offense. It does make some sense to me. If he struggles, then you got Jameis to put in there. I don't think either one of these guys has a problem with it, because at the end of the day, they know that when Drew Brees is healthy, Drew Brees is the guy. So they just need to go there and play their part. This is their role. You're a backup. Step in, do your job, get a victory. And quite frankly, if you're going to try Taysom Hill, try him against the Atlanta Falcons, who really are not that good of a football team. I'm going to take the Saints at home, whether it's Taysom, whether it's Jameis, whether it's Mike Wilson or Andy Dorf being quarterback.
I will take those odds too. No, I'm going to take the Saints. I think it's going to be a nice mix of Jameis and Taysom. I really do, because Taysom is so, like you said earlier in the show, he's so dynamic in terms of where you can put him and what his value is to the team, that it would be almost be crazy not to put him, you know, in the slot or run some gadget plays with him and Jameis in at the same time. So I'm going to take New Orleans today.
I like that dynamic. I do. I agree with that. The kid is just so versatile. You can put him anywhere. He's a football player, frankly. Bengals, Washington. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow and the Bengals here. I just think that there's so many questions with that team from Washington. Alex Smith. I love the story and everything, but Joe Burrow, quite frankly, I'm going to like this guy's story for a longer time than anybody from that team from Washington.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna take Joe Burrow for the exact same reasons you mentioned. Washington's kind of a train wreck, and not that Cincinnati's not a train wreck, but I trust Joe Burrow more than anybody on that Washington team.
Lie downs playing the Panthers. Do you know if is Teddy Bridgewater? Let me look at what I'm seeing here. The decision to sit. Okay, so Teddy Bridgewater is sitting. Okay, so with that being said, absolutely, I like the Detroit Lions, Matty Stafford and the guys to go there and make themselves relevant, quite frankly, in the NFC, get themselves back to 5-5. And then, you know what? Detroit, Minnesota, they become players in the NFC, Mike.
Right. And I know on Friday, you know, on a local show, I said Carolina, but now Bridgewater, you tell me Bridgewater's not playing, I'm going to have to go with Detroit for the reasons that you just mentioned, because they win this game. And yeah, like you said, them and Minnesota become players in that playoff race. And then it just gets real interesting from there.
Steelers playing the Jags. Okay, here's the deal, brother. I know you're a big-time Steeler fan. I like what they're doing with the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot. You know as well as I do, Big Ben carries that torch. They're going to go as far as Big Ben can carry them. And with that being said, they better do a really, really good job of protecting this kid or this young adult, if you will, and keep him healthy, because the future of the Steelers rides on Big Ben Roethlisberger and how good he can be all season long. I'm going to take the Steelers, but I'll tell you what, closer than the experts think.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be close as well, maybe a touchdown difference, something like that. As far as Pittsburgh goes, their season hinges on, like you said, is Big Ben healthy, because everything behind him is just It's a hot garbage mess. So that defense is going to put a lot of pressure, or going to try to put a lot of pressure on the young quarterback, Jake Luton, today. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh by about a touchdown.
All right. So I want to mention this, because we didn't mention this when we were talking about the Panthers and the Lions. You know that Bridgewater's out, but do you know who's starting for him, which is kind of cool? Yes or no, Mike?
I do not.
Former XFL star P.J. Walker is going to get the start at quarterback for the Panthers. So I think that that's a pretty cool story. But you know what? It's just a story at the end of the day. And I think he's going to get a real good look at what the NFL is all about. So I wish P.J. Walker a lot of luck against the Detroit Lions today. But I'm going to say, hey, brother, welcome to the NFL. And I hope it doesn't hit you too bad. All right. So let's talk Titans and Ravens. Do we both have the Steelers, by the way? Yes?
We have both have the Steelers, yes.
All right. Titans and Ravens, and maybe one of the awesome games of the day, to be honest with you, because so much riding for two teams that are both 6-3 in the AFC, where we know they're shooting for the Chiefs and the Steelers. But this is a huge game, momentum-wise. Who you like, Titans or the Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Titans. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, you got to make a throw. I trust Tannehill. And I know we talk about trust in quarterbacks like almost ad nauseum, but it's just so true. And I think Tannehill is going to be able to make that throw if he needs to. And, you know, look, he can turn right around and hand it to their stud running back to get those first. I think Tennessee is going to go down there and sneak out a win by like a field goal.
I like Baltimore. I think this is a huge game for Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, who have not been the talk of the NFL like they were a season ago. And obviously, Lamar was just playing fantastic, and he was beating teams left and right with his feet. Obviously, they're forcing him to pass the ball a lot more this season, and we're not seeing those huge runs from him. I just have a weird feeling that the Ravens are going to show up against the Titans in a really, really big game in the AFC. I'm going to take the Ravens at home. Patriots and Texans. Patriots on the road here. Texans really aren't playing for much. They can be spoilers at this point in time, to be honest with you. I'm going to take Cam Newton and the New England Patriots to win this one on the road against the Texans.
Ditto. Yeah, I got New England all day today. I actually think this game might get away from Houston fairly early, so New England wins this game.
I think their defense, it'll just kind of make it tough for the Texans, who are right. Limited on offense with their weapons. Dolphins playing the Broncos, brother. This is your guy. It's Tua time there in Dolphin world, and they're on a serious roll right now, looking to improve to 7-3 against the Denver Bronco team that obviously is very up and down from week to week. I'm going to continue to ride this wave of the Dolphins and Tua and that defense, which is playing extremely well at this point. I got the Dolphins beating the Broncos.
Yeah, I got the Broncos, not the Broncos, but I got the Dolphins taking this game. Their defense is playing at a level that I haven't seen in God knows how long. And, you know, being a long-suffering Dolphin fan, that's been a long freaking time. So hopefully Tua just continues to grow. The game starts to slow down for him even more. Miami today wins it in Denver.
Jets and Chargers. I got the Chargers in a game that I don't think is all that close. The Chargers should absolutely run away with this one.
Yeah, Chargers should run away with this one. Hopefully Herbert has a big day for himself and his team, so Chargers all day.
Pack and Colts, man. This is one of those marquee matchups later on in the day. Packers 7-2 atop the NFC, having the bye week and really controlling their own destiny, but they're going to have to show up against a hungry, gritty Colts team that looked pretty good last week against the Titan team. So I'm going to take the Packers, because if I don't, I'm not true to my team there in Wisconsin. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be a hell of a football game.
No, this is going to be a hell of a football game, and I think it's going to be a lot closer. I got the Pack winning this, field goal, 6 points, somewhere in there, but it's going to be a nail-biter for all you Packer fans.
Cowboys and Vikings, man. Vikings, they're on a roll. I got them winning this day, today, twice on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They'll win this game any day of the week. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're hosting the traveling just garbage wreck in Dallas. So Minnesota and Dalvin Cook just all day today against Dallas.
All right, one more before we get the heck out of Dodge and take a break. Chiefs and Raiders, this is payback for the Chiefs. I think they get it done against the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think Kansas City wins this going away. I think they had this circled and are looking to blow out the Raiders and get a little payback.
And then you said Monday night, brother, Rams and Buccaneers. I'm going to take Tampa Tom and the Buccaneers.
I'm going to take the Rams. I like how their defense is playing, so I'll take the Rams.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
They scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake being chased. Matthews got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. It is caught. Amendola at the 20. Shakes him in at the 10. Danny to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in. Slipped the defender. Took it to the house. That's big.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Is this chicken what I have, or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken.
Ah, welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me as always, tag team partner in crime, Media Mike Wilson. And you know what? Obviously, got to remind you, I do come back late night doing the world-famous NFL Rewind, week 11 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Check me out, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, taking you into the wee hours of the night. Mike, as always, we do parting shots. You are up, my friend.
Well, with Spida Mitchell with the Jazz signing a max contract of $195 million now, and Gordon Hayward with $120 million. You know, hey, if you're the players, I never bang on the players for, you know, signing these massive deals. But I don't want to hear one complaining from owners about these big deals. If you don't want to have your players with these big deals, don't throw the money out there and don't complain that you're broke and all that kind of stuff because you're a billionaire.
Yeah, it's kind of insane when you think about the year that we've had right now and the fact that they are able to keep coming up with these contracts even though they don't have season ticket revenue. And quite frankly, Mike, next season it's going to be – the outlook looks to be the same. So I just am wondering how they're coming up with all this money that they have. But quite frankly, as you know, my parting shot is going to be to the Green Bay Packers. Let's go out. Let's win a meaningful football game. Let's show everybody that you are for real in the NFC, and let's beat the Indianapolis Colts today. For Mike, for Brett Boone, who joins us, and Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.